And what I mean by that is in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about all of his blessings and the things that he has done for us, and how we should be grateful. And in my present situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me with cerebral palsy, which means that I've been in a chair since the day of my birth. And okay, I'll try to move a little closer to the mic, inshallah. And the doctor told my mother after I was born that I would most likely live 1 week and I would die. And so at present, alhamdulillah, I'm 33, I think. We don't celebrate birthdays, so I've forgotten actually how old I am. So I'm 33. I'll be 34 in a couple of months, inshallah. But so anyway, I always look at this surah whenever I get down about anything, and, you know, I remember the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. You know, I was also raised in a really interesting household, and my mother used to tell me all the time, you know, that I would not have a child, that I would not get married, that I would not do anything with myself. And I remember one particular time, at about the age of 5 years old, I went into my room, and I was praying to God to make everything that she said not be true. And so the day that I met the woman that would be my wife, I knew, alhamdulillah, that was going to be an answer to my prayer. So at present, you know, we have one child that we are taking care of, and we've been married now for 14 years. So that's just a little background on me and why this surah is important to me and why I wanted to do this surah for my first class on the internet. So, inshallah, let's get started. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah by saying, Ar-Rahman, alam al-Qur'an, halak al-insan, alamahu al-bayan, al-shamsu wal-qamar al-bil-husban. So let's start with Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us of his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of his favor and his mercy for his creatures. For he revealed the Quran to his servant. He made memorizing and understanding of the Quran easy for those whom he had bestowed on those whom he had bestowed his mercy. Al-Hasan said, eloquent speech refers to Allah teaching the Quran. That is, teaching servant how to recite it by making it easy for them to speak and pronounce the letters with the various parts of the mouth, such as the alveolar bridge, the tongue, and the lips. Among Allah's signs is the sun and the moon and the sky and the earth. The sun and the moon run on fixed courses. They move in their orbit in perfect succession, according to precise calculations that never delay nor that are never delayed nor disturbed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor for the night to overtake the day. They all float, each in an orbit. That is Surah 36, verse 40. He is the creator of the daybreak. He is the cleaver of the daybreak. He has appointed the night for rest, and the sun and the moon for calculating. Such is the measuring of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the Najm and the trees prostrate. According to Ibn Jarir, the scholar of Tafsir, the scholars of Tafsir disagree over the meaning of the statement and the Najm. Hold on just 1 second, excuse me. Forgive me, everyone. Ibn Jarir commented that the scholars of Tafsir disagree over the statement of Allah and the Najm. They agree, however, that the trees mentioned here are those that stand on trunks. Ali ibn Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said a Najm refers to the plants that lay on the ground. Similar was said by Sa'id bin Jubair, As-Suddi, and others. Al-Hasan and Qatada said similarly. This is the saying that is most some other scholars said that Najm means the stars, and this is the statement that is most obvious from the verse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And Allah says, see you not that whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the trees and the moving creatures and many of mankind prostrate themselves to Allah. So I guess by this we understand that An-Najm is most clearly the stars, and again, Allah knows best. And the heaven He has raised high, and He has set up the balance, meaning the justice. As he said in another ayah, indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs. And we sent down to them books and the balance that mankind may keep up equity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in order that you may not transgress the balance, meaning He created the heavens and the earth in justice and truth, so that everything that is found on it, observing justice and truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, and observe the weight with equity, and do not make the balance deficient, meaning do not cheat in measures, but rather observe justice and fairness. Weigh with truth and straight balance. And Allah said, and the earth He has put down for Al-Anam, meaning all of the creatures. Allah raised up the heavens and put down or laid down the earth and balanced it with firm mountains so that it would be stable for its residents that live on it. The various types and kinds of creatures, different in species, shape, color, and language. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Qatada, Ibn Zayd said that Al-Anam means the creatures. Therein are fruits of various colors, tastes, and scents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and date palms producing Akhmam. Allah mentioned the date tree here specifically because of its benefits, both fresh and dry. Ibn Jarir reported that Ibn Abbas said, Al-Aknam means sheathed fruit stalks. Similar was said by more than one of the scholars of Tafsir. It refers to the stalks that the seeds grow and become, grow in to become a cluster of dates. Unripe green dates, then they ripen and ripen more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and also corn with its afs and raihan. Ali ibn Abi Talha said that Ibn Abbas said that in afs means straw. Al-Afi reported that Ibn Abbas said afs is green leaves cut from stems. So it is called afs when it dries out. Similarly, Qatada and others said afs means straw. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid and others said that Raihan means leaves, while Al-Hasan said that it means sweet-scented plants. Ali ibn Abi Talha reported that Ibn Abbas said that Raihan means green leaves. The meanings here, and Allah knows best, are various crops that produce straw, such as wheat and barley, and Raihan are the leaves that grow on the stems. Mankind is surrounded by the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, we're coming to a really unique point, because the next verse that we want to talk about is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then how many favors of your Lord can you men and jinn deny? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement about this particular verse. He said, one night he was reciting to the jinn, and he read this verse to them, and they said, whenever he recited this verse, they said, O our Lord, none of your favors can we deny. And Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned to the Sahaba that the jinn had made a better statement of this than they had. So the Sahaba asked why. And Rasulullah ﷺ explained to them that when he recited to the jinn, they made this pronouncement, O Lord, none of your favors do we deny. And yet, when the verse was read to the Sahaba, they said nothing because they knew not what to say. And so, you know, this is really an interesting point to me, because, you know, this is telling us something, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a statement, we are supposed to make an inward and outward understanding of that statement. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his favors, we should think throughout our life and our past and find where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, so that we can acknowledge to Allah, yes, O Allah, we are mindful of your favors to us. Back to our reading, though. Alhamdulillah. Meaning, O mankind and jinn, which of the favors of Allah that Allah has given you do you deny? Mujahid and others said this, and it is apparent when one reads what comes after it. Meaning, the favors that are obvious to you while you are surrounded by them, you cannot deny or reject them. So we say, just as the believers among the jinn said, O Allah, none of your favors do we deny, all praise is due to you. Ibn Abbas used to say, Nay, our Lord, meaning, none of your favors do we deny. In the next section of verses, 14 through 21, which we'll go through here shortly, and try to get through as much of it as we can. I'm going to stop in a few minutes so that if there's any questions, we can get through some questions. Verse 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He created man from sounding clay, like that of pottery, and the jinn He created from a smokeless flame of fire. Then which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? The Lord of the two east and the Lord of the two west. Then which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? He has Maraja, the two seas, which means they meet. And between them there is a barrier which neither one of them can transgress. Then which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? So let's go through a few of these items. The creation of the humans and the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He created mankind from clay, like the clay used in pottery. And the jinn He created from the tip of the flame of smokeless fire. This was said by Ad-Duqa from Ibn Abbas. It was also said by Ikrimah, Mujahid, and Al-Hasan, and Ibn Zayd. Al-Afi reported from Ibn Abbas, from the best part of the fire, from its smokeless flame. Imam Ahmed reported that Aisha radiallahu anha said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The angels were created from light, the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire, and Adam was from what is described to you. Then which of the blessings of your Lord do you deny? Allah is the Lord of the two easts and the two wests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is the Lord of the two easts and the two wests, meaning the sunrise of summer and winter and the sunset of summer and winter. Allah said in another ayah, So I swear by the Lord of all points of the rising and setting in the east and the west, refers to different places from which the sun rises and then sets on the people every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another ayah, The Lord of the two east and the Lord of the two west, none has the right to be worshipped but He. So take Him alone as a trustee. That is Surah 73, Ayat 9. Refers to the different places of the rising and setting and the benefits that this variation brings to the created, mankind and the jinn. Then which of the favors of your Lord do you deny? Allah created different types of water. He said He has Maraja, the two seas, meaning He has made them to meet together. Or let them loose, according to Ibn Abbas. And Allah's statement, meaning together. Ibn Zayd said He prevented them from meeting by dividing barrier. He placed between them or separated them. The two seas are fresh and salt waters. The former comes from running rivers. We discussed this type in Surah Al-Furqan, explaining Allah's statement, And it is He who has let free the two seas, one palatable and sweet, and the other salty and bitter. And He has set a barrier and a complete partition between them. That is Surah 25, verse 53. Between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress. Meaning, he has placed a barrier of land between these two types of water so that they do not transgress upon each other, which would spoil the characteristics they were created with. I might stop here and ask anyone if there's any questions that anyone has. Okay. So we'll get back to our reading then. Out of them come pearls and marjan. Marjan here refers to coral. Inshallah, and Allah knows best. Pearls are well known. As for marjan, they say it means small pearls, according to some scholars. Mujahid Qatada and Uziah said, it has also been reported from Ali radiallahu anhu. It was also said it means large precious pearls. This was mentioned by Ibn Jarir from some of the Salaf. Ibn Abi Hatim reported from Ibn Abbas, who said it was He said when it rains, the oysters in the sea open their mouths. What falls in them, the drops turn into pearls. Its chain of narration is sahih. So, obviously, the last statement I made about it being coral, we know obviously that the scholars of Deen have much more knowledge than I, so we accept their statement. Since this type of adornment is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people of the earth, he reminded them of it. Then which of the blessings of your Lord you deny? And his are the Jawar and Munshahat, meaning the ships in the sea. Mujahid said, whatever ship hoist a sail, it is from Munshahat. If it does not hoist a sail, it is not from Munshahat. Qatada said that Munshahat means created, and others said that it is Munshahat means launched. Like Alam, this means they are like mountains with their great size. And it is also referred to the trade and the commerce services they make possible, transporting cargo from one sea to another, and from one province to another. Ships provide various benefits to the people, including transportation, different types of goods they need, therefore. Then which of the blessings of your Lord you deny? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whatever is on earth will perish, and the face of your Lord, full of majesty, bounty, and honor, will remain forever. Allah is free of all need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that all residents on earth will perish and die, and the residents of the heavens will die, except whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Only Allah's honorable faith will remain because our Lord, the exalted, the blessed, the ever-living, who never dies. Qatada said, first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his creatures, and then he said that all of these will perish. And in the reported supplication, O you, the ever-living, who sustains all that exists, O you, created the heavens and the earth without precedence, O you, who owns the glory and the honor, none has the right to be worshipped except you. We seek refuge with your mercy. Grant us success in all of our matters. Please do not abandon us to rely on ourselves even for an instant, nor on any of your creatures. Ash-Shabi said, when you have recited, whatsoever is on earth will perish, do not stop. Continue reading as we just read. So, okay, you guys, this is actually my first class on the internet, and I just wanted to say, whatever mistakes I made or whatever shortcomings I had in this class are from me, and whatever benefit anyone receives from this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I would love any constructive criticism to help future classes be better. It was a little difficult for me because I'm sitting here trying to read from a text and, you know, holding down the 9 button and also trying to moderate and make sure that my voice is not being lost. My class is really short today. As a matter of fact, I happen to be the only one here. So, please forgive me, and I hope in future that, you know, my classes get better, and I hope, inshallah, that everyone was pleased with it. Thank you very much, and may Allah bless us all and keep us all on the straight path.